Now for our scripture reading this morning, if you will turn to 2 Thessalonians and the first chapter. 2 Thessalonians and the first chapter. We will read responsibly. Page is 207 if you do not have your Bible toward the back of the pew Bible. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace unto you, and the peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Notice that it is always the same, never changes. Grace first, and then peace. You cannot have the peace of God till first you possess the grace of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So you cannot have God's peace. You may have a sense of peace. I'm not talking that. But you must discern whether it's of God or not. God's peace is only available to those who have first taken God's grace. Grace, the unmerited favor of God, that's what it means. You didn't deserve salvation, but God in his great mercy reached down, and through that simple act of faith he saved you. Wondrous Savior, wondrous God. Isn't it blessed this morning? Isn't it? To know that you're redeemed, to really know it. Grace unto you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Isn't that wonderful? Is your great faith growing exceedingly? Is it? Did you stop a year ago? Or did you stop a few weeks ago? Or did you stop several years ago growing? You know, it's an amazing thing. In the physical sphere, I was reading the other day, I hate to tell you this, ladies, but you reach your prime at 14. Men at 18. From then on, it's a decline. But isn't it wonderful that while the body perishes, Paul says, we are renewed day by day. We can keep growing spiritually higher and higher and richer while the body goes down, down, down. Isn't that wonderful? God does great things for us, doesn't he? Your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity or love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth.
So that we are
which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer.
Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
In flaming fire.
Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
When he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be honored in all men that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
Notice he will be admired in all them that believe. May I say the only admirable thing about you is the Christ dwelling in you. Nothing else. Paul says, in my flesh I know there dwelleth what? No good thing. So if you think you're a very admirable person, beloved, this is not of God. All the admirableness about us is in him. Notice. And to be admired, Christ is to be admired, to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony was among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power.
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and he in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.